We are up to the Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Iboy Luhu, about 15 lines on the top, 12 lines on the top of the page. We had in the Mishnah over here a number of cases where you gave wool to somebody to dye and he burnt it all up. So he has to reimburse the guy for the wool. But if he dyed it correctly, but it was a very poor quality dye, then we say that you have to pay whatever is less, the improvement or the wage, the input costs. What about you asking to make red and you made black? Black red. The mayor says you got to pay for the wool because you changed it. You're a ganef. And Abuda says we penalize you. Why should you benefit from what you just did? Why should you benefit and keep the things? So you have to give it all back, and he gets paid whatever is less. Okay, says the Gemara. Iboilu, we have an interesting question. Yes, shevach samonin al hatzemer, or ein shevach samonin al hatzemer. The improvement of the dye is considered, in other words, you can see the dye. Is seeing an appearance, is that considered something tangible or not? Is it chazusa, milsihi or not? The appearance. So the samonim, you only see the appearance of it, the effect, the outcome of it. Is that considered if it's there or not? What exactly is the question? Ilema de gozel samonim, he stole the dye with the kinu and he ground it with the tarnu and he go ahead and soaked it with tzavaben and he dyed it. That's what he did. So what did he do? He stole the dye. Who cares then if the dye is considered tangible or not, if it's on the wool? Tepele mishum de kaninu bishinui, since he took the dye and he cooked it and everything else, and he prepared it like normal dye. He made a shinui, so it's his anyway. And he has to reimburse the Baal HaBos the money of it. So what's the chiluk of the dye? Even the dye is tangible, it's not the same dye that he stole. He stole the dye that was already prepared. So he did personally make a shinui, and he took that dye and he put it into wool with tzavabu, and he used it as a color. My, do we say yes? Shevach samonin al gabitzem. Do we say that? What is tangible? The Amalei says to him, "Havli samonoi de shekaltinu."
What's the difference of shruin or not?
Shruin means that's prepared already. He didn't make any input. Zero. He just took that dye and put it into a semen. If you tell me the dye is still considered a tangible, then he didn't really make any change. So the zachi is So if you say the dye is present, the nignum says, "Havli samonoyi shekotin," give me back my samonim. Idilma ain shevach samonim gabetzem. There's nothing there. The amalei. So the ganav says to him, "Less like a boy." That means I don't have anything of yours. What do you want from me? Rashi, fourth line at the top. Yes, shevach kolayim chazus milsi or lav milsi. Appearances, is that considered something or not? V'tarninu sheni shorim b'mayim kedarko, and he soaked in the water like they used to. V'tzavah behen semeshala, his wool meboilon, he dyed his own wool. So if it's a tangible, then the nignif can say, "Give me back my dye." But if it's not, the ganav says, "There's no dye." What are you talking about? What dye? Semeshaloi meboilon. The question is, yes, shavach samonim alat semer. Is there the dye there? The chazusa milsi, the appearance means it's tangible. V'amale havli samonoi, and the nignif says, "Give it back to me." The shakartini took from me. Kedaboilam in the kamon. Says the Gemara, I don't understand what you say. Back to the Gemara, Amri, we say, I don't understand. V'i ain't shevach samonim gabitzemer. Let's say it's not tangible, there's some money on the wall. But the fact is, he stole it. The fact is, he owes money. What's chiluk if it's not tangible or not? Me, Matzi, Amalei, could the Ganav say, "Less loch gaboy, me, I don't have anything of yours"? Name Malay, the guy could say, "Havli samonoi, daf sitatinu. You made me a loss, you took away my samonoi, you're back to me." Who cares if it's tangible now on top of the wool or it isn't tangible on top of the wool?
What when I gave it to you?
You stole it from me. Not like you didn't give anything to you. Rashi, Amri, Vien Shevach, Motzi, Amri, Mirzoni, Lai, Saka, Bela, Midi, beat me. He na, Midi, Chazus, La, Milsi, even when I argue it's not a Milsa, Layman, let him say, "Havli samonoi, daf sitatinu. Give me back my samonoi that you stole from me." Elo, la, Hargis, in this way, Ein shevach samonin al gabei atzemer. This is the question. Do we say ein shevach samonin? There's nothing tangible there. Therefore, avoy shlumi has to pay him back. Or forget, but dimu yes shevach samonin al gabei atzemer. Maybe there is someone on the wool. So the god of uses his own wool and he puts the samonin on his own wool. Vomle tells the nigga, "Take it back. Ha manchi kamach. There's a samonin right here. Shaklinu, take it back." Forget. If it's tangible, he can say to the nigga, "Take it back." But the Gemara, I don't understand. Shaklinu, the my shaklinu, take it back. How is it supposed to take it back? B'tzafun with soap, detergent, tzafun avuri mevet, alter, does it, removes the dye from the material, from the fabric. He can't physically get back. It runs out like water, you know, that's it. There's nothing there. What are you talking about? Ella, hoch my skin. You know what we're talking about? He goes out semer. You stole that the ganav stole side the wool and side the dye. He stole both, not only the dye, the wool as well. The chad v'tzove lahu semer b'halas. He then took that dye and he used it for the guy's wool. The same nigniv Shimon had the wool stolen from him and he had dye stolen from him. And this guy, the ganav Levi, took the dye and dyed the wool of Shimon. And then he says to the guy, "Here, take it back. And you dye, it's right in that wool." Become hadalei nela l'tzemer, and he brought him. He gave back the wool. Is yes, some money. If there's an improvement of dye on the wool, the kamahadele some money with tzemes. So therefore, he can say, "I give back to you in the wool that I stole from you. I gave back the dye as well." There is nothing there tangible. All you see is an appearance. It's only a look. It's nothing there. And therefore, the tzemes mehedele. You take gave back the wool. Aber some money mehedele. Where's the dye? Amri, Freddy Gemara. I don't understand. Let's say you cannot see the dye, but the wool before was worth $50. Now that it's dyed, it's worth $75. That's where the dye is, in that extra $20 premium that it's worth more. So what does the negative want? Amri, as I'm going to say, let's say, typically, isn't it worth more now with the money? So what's the negative complaining about? Loi, no. Tzicha, we need it. Dissolved tziva. That today, the value of a dyed fabric actually just went decreased in value. And therefore, he no longer covers that premium. Well, let's say the wool now is worth $60, but the dye on its own, when you stole it, was worth $25. And the wool was worth $50, so I'm at a loss. And that's the question, therefore. Can you say, "I gave it back to you because the dye is tangible"? Then I don't have to give you anything else. The same dye that I took for you is back. Or do you say, "It's not tangible, therefore I got to pay you"? Rashi, the Zerl Tziva. The dye went down in value. Tzemet tzavua huzabaylam. That dyed fabric just depreciated. They magi and shevach ledemei samanim. And therefore, the improvement of this material is no longer equal to the value of the spices. Omele dye. Nigzal ani oyisi moicha samanim. I could have sold the dye on its own. Oyisi tzevea beged. I could have dyed other clothes. Achshav he said tani dehola yish bicha betzemet. Wool. Dyed other cotton and linen maybe goes up in value. But for reason wool, nobody wants it. Everyone wants natural wool. For example, you hear this? Look at Rashi. Inami tzavu kukufa is a monkey. What do you mean? The Rashi goes al koif. He stole a monkey with some money. With tzavu es a koif.
He died
the monkey.
I have a pink monkey now.
Umarzila, get back to him. Lo yakale. So it's no longer worth a dyed monkey is not worth any more than a regular monkey. In fact, I can argue probably it's worth less. So in other words, but the dye didn't improve anything. Or Amnila, other Rasha is another pshat. Kupa calls me a box. Maybe Kupa shon letzarim, a box made out of twigs or a basket made out of twigs. There's no increase in value if you color it. It's poor quality, and therefore nobody's going to pay any extra because you decide to make it colored.
Not only did dye not worth anything in a cough, he ruined his animal. And not about talking cruelty to animals. That doesn't even mention.
Taser had hold him. Taser asked a similar question to you. Well, Taser asked if he personally took the dye and he put it on the monkey, he ruined the dye. What's the value of the dye then? So why shouldn't he have to pay him? What's even the shayla? He's a mazik. So Taser said that kufa means not kufa monkey or basket. Kufa means poor quality. Poor quality.
Where do you find ever this loss of money by
the monkey?
Poor quality. Quite
the top of the page we had kiur. But you're right, we never had. It says, Kupa kolayme begreis uve kiur ke ain kuf shahum lechur. Just like a monkey. It's a metaphor. A monkey is an ugly. Is a monkey ugly? I don't know. But if a monkey is an ugly thing, why would you use monkey as a metaphor for something ugly? I don't know. But just like a monkey is ugly, so too you made an ugly basket. Okay, anyway, back to the water. So anyway, right. Here's even more interesting. Ravina says, "You know what's wrong about? You're going to You learned till now that the wool and the dye belong to the same person. The wool belonged to Reuven, and the dye belonged to Shimon. And there was no ganavi here. But you know what happened? Uka'asikuf, a monkey jumped in. This monkey is an artist. He took the dye from Shimon and he dyed Reuven's beged. And Shimon says to Reuven, "Hey, give me my dye back." Now, Reuven didn't steal it. The monkey came and took it. He gave my dye back. So now the question is as follows. Very artistic. Yes, shevach some money. If the dye is visible, so then Shimon can say, "Hey, give back my some money and you have it." I'm like, let's look at my gloom. And the Ruvin said, I didn't steal, there's nothing here. You see, I have no dye left. I have a colored shirt, but there's no dye. So what am I going to give it back? I wasn't the guy that the monkey was.
It's not directly related to this. I'm just wondering, the fact that after the line after Kufa, it says Kuf, right? It says Kuf or a monkey. Wouldn't that imply that the one before was...
Like other Pshat of Rashi, there's a basket to trace it? Maybe. Maybe that's why they learned. Maybe.
That's why they call it monkey.
Oh. Very good. Toshma coming here. Let's continue. So the question is: if the shevach and the samani visible, is it because it's visible? Is it tangible? Not. Toshma coming here. Beged shetzavoy beklifei arla. You took a beged and you colored it with the sholachs, with the peel of arla. Now arla, the first 3 years, not only you're not allowed to eat it, you don't have any anah. And you may die out of the klipei arla, which you don't have any anah, and you put it into a beged. What do you do with that beged? If it's not visible anymore, if it's not tangible, you don't have to throw the beged out. You can have an offer. There's nothing there. But if it's tangible, then you're having an offer from Klipper. And it says there, Yidluk, you have to burn it. Exactly, you got to burn it. Alma chazusa milsihi. Clear from here that the appearance is something tangible. Because maybe Orla is an exception. Could you have a pasuk? Oh my God, Rove. Hano hanida leinayim osra teira. When it comes to Orla, even though it's not tangible, visible, it's enough. How do I know? The time we learn, it says in pasuk. It says in pasuk when you come to Israel and you plant a tree, the first 3 years is arla. It says arelim lo ye acham. That arelim you shouldn't eat. Ainly el isachil. Oh, we know you're not allowed to eat. Minayish lo ye hen meni. You're not allowed to have any novel yit. But you shouldn't die. It says clearly we shouldn't even make use as die. Even though die maybe is not tangible, but he shouldn't. V'lo yadli, but he shouldn't light a candle. Tamaloyme v'aral term arla say as pirai. There's so many times the rabbi says kulam. So we have a special pasuk that even though it's not tangible, maybe you're not allowed to have any hanor from the dye. So there's no proof one way or another. Rashi, it could be arla klipi egoizim the sholachs from nuts, ishar, peters, any other fruit. Ava klipus, not talking about the bark of the tree itself. Loy, they ain't arla the peters because the tree itself is not arla. It's only the fruits. So we're talking about the peel of a fruit. Hanidale nai mare ba'alma. It's only appearance. Ava bishen ba'mamish gonev etzeva. Like a candle or a dye, which you don't really see, and oil is also as well. So you might have to come in here. Beged should tzavui beklipe shviyah. Shmita is the same thing. Shmita you can only use for eating and not for other things. What about a beged that you dyed it with the peel of shmita? Again, yidlik, you got to burn it. So again, we see it's tangible. Here you don't have a pasuk. So you might, yes, you do. Shiny hosam da amakra. It says in pasuk that it's kodesh tihilachem. So we say, when we kodesh tihilachem, tihilachem, bahava osite, no matter what state you have it, it's awesome. Rashi, Shviyas, Osa, Lasis, Chayda, you're allowed to eat the fruits of Shviyas, but you're not allowed to have any benefit, any business, commercial use of the fruits. Again, we're talking about the shells of the fruits, not the tree. You know why? Because tree is not Osa Shmita. The Eitzim ain't Shviyas Cholalem. We'll see later in the Gemara that tree, there's no Shmita, because we learn out later in the Gemara, we have Mesach Bey ready. It's only something like eating that the consumption and the Hano come in unison. In other words, how do you have Hano? By eating, by destroying it. Because you're eating, you're destroying it. So anything which you, the hanor and the destruction of it comes together hand in hand, that's asana shmita. Masha'en kein, wood, firewood. When do you have hanor from the firewood when it turns into coal? By then the wood is ready to be destroyed. So the destruction of it and the hanor from it are not together.
The hanor is something else, not burning it. You need a piece of wood for something.
Oh, let me say, Rav eight simul hasaka. We'll see. We had it in Gemara Bay as well. Good. Okay. The stam eitzim last talking in the Rashi is already. Stam eitzim is for burning. Says Rav Rava asked a question to now. We learned in one Mishnah, beged shetzavoy beklipe arla, a garment that you dyed with the peel of arla yidlik. Since you don't have any benefit, you got to destroy. Alma, what do we see from here? Chazus and milsi, and he doesn't bring it. What we said before is a special pasuk. So we see from here that what appearance is tangible. The Ramino asked a question. It says we know that if a body is found in a tent or in a house, everything else in the house becomes tummy. And even if the body wasn't there, but he had a revi's blood. If he had one revi's blood, a kol nafash is made. So we have a kol nafash is made. We learn from that kol that in a revi's of blood is metame in an oil. It says here revi's dam. If there was a revi's of blood, shenivla ab bebayis. It started out being a pool of blood, but then it got absorbed in the sand. Is habayis tummy? The house itself is tummy. Why? Because there was a few minutes where the blood was there in extent, and therefore the entire house became tummy. What about the kalim? But Amri, in one braise says the house is tummy, but Amri, another braise says that by the house is tummy. How can it be? Like, please. We're talking about not the house, we're talking about the kalim. So it depends. Those kalim that were there before the blood got absorbed in the ground became tummy. Those kalim you brought into the house after the blood got absorbed in the sand, then it's not tummy. So her big kalim, the havami cut the kalim, initially they become tummy. Her big kalim, the asul b'saif, it came later. Then what about nivla b'chsus? What about if the blood got absorbed in the garment? Royin, we see as follows. If you rinse that and you wash that garment, the blood will be expunged and it comes out in a liquid form. The yaitse me men of the dam and you have a revius of blood and tamaya. Then what? And even though it's absorbed, it's tummy, it's tangible, it's there. But if you go ahead and you wash the clothes, you won't get the full revius because some of it remains absorbed, you can't take it all out. Then tahira, then it's tahira. So what do we see from here? That even though it's still sitting in the shirt, you can see the red blood, but we don't count what's this absorbed in the shirt. That means that what? That the chazusa lab milsi. By the case of Arla, we said that if the blood, you don't have any hand, no, you have to burn it because appearance is considered tangible. And here, by the case of blood, you say that appearance absorbed in the shirt is not tangible. And we're not bringing, the rabbi doesn't like the answer we gave before about a pasuk. Rashi, Levi is dam, metame boil, the chesivit says, I call nafshas meis lo yova, if a dam who are nefesh. And dam is part of the nefesh, vikimlu rabbon, the Levi is dam chai, person needs a Levi is blood to live. Nivlo, bekarka, bayis, tome, kalim, shiba bayis, the kalim in the house, the bayis, lemme kapatum, we're talking about the house itself, because the bayis, the karki, bayis is part of the ground. We're talking about the kalim, be kalim, the bayis, kalim, nivlo, those kalim were in the house before, gabzo, choice of ben, the hela, bayis, lemme, the kalim, you could tell me. Little bit safe, la acha should have get absorbed. E miska besses haksus, the yaitse him and his dam. The only way that you can get an expunge a revius of blood is that a lot more than the revius was absorbed in the shirt in the beginning.
How much? When you say revius, it means a quarter, but is it a quarter?
Quarter of a lug. Quarter of a lug. Okay. Not much. The hechni saksus lebayis abayis tamei. The yaitze men revius dam sheim yit no mayim b'midah. If you give a certain amount of water, yim to revius, you have more than revius. Bim lav toy. Habayis the house shle hey la revius shekvar chosid b'havloy b'ksus. Whatever's absorbed in the dress doesn't count anymore. Ablak sus tamei. The beged itself is tamei. Shet chilas. Why? The beggar itself tummy because what it was 1 minute with that it came in contact with the veins of blood. It touched the veins of blood, it became tummy. What do we learn from here, however? You can see a veins, you cannot squeeze it out. Needle on the beggar, you can still see it's red. Alma, Chazus la milsi. Says the Gemara, and for the Gemara, Omer Rav Kahana, Mikule Revi Yoshanu Kan. Here we're talking about Revias, and we are lenient by Revias. You know why we lenient by Revias? Bedam Tvusa the Rabbana. We're talking about Dam Tvusa, which is only the Rabbana. What in the world is Dam Tvusa? The only time that blood is metame is the person is dead. If a person was wounded and he fell on the ground and he started to bleed and then he died. So part of the blood that came out was when he was alive, when it's not tame, and part of the blood came out after. And we don't know. What, how much of the blood came out before, how much after? That's called dam tevusa. And that blood is metame only midrabanan. Ah, so metame midrabanan, therefore it's absorbed. We're not worried about it. But
Meikol.
But if it would be by Arla, it's mahatayda. Therefore we are machmir.
Which one is metame? Damameis, yeah? Not
damameis. Exactly, damachai is not metame. You bleed, it's not metame.
You know, it's interesting, because why is there tumor? The tumor is...
Nefesh comes out.
Because the nefesh is gone. Where is the nefesh gone? When the guy's alive and the blood is leaking out, that's where the nefesh is going. When he's dead, the shofar falls.
We say that the nefesh goes only the moment he dies. That's when the nefesh comes out. The rest is not nefesh, it's just alive. So you say, yeah, exactly. What's the minimum amount of blood a person needs to live? A person has like 9 pints.
A person has, nine an pints, adult male has 6 liters of
six
blood.
6 pints.
I don't 6 liters. 6 liters, they say. I have no idea. Minimum. One lug is very little amount. One nerve is.
Yeah, a quarter of a lug. A lug is a sixth, yeah. Mikula Levi shall dam kal going dam tvusa. What's that actually? Dam tvusa horug shiyotze men. A guy was killed. That blood escaped from him. Dam bechayev while he was alive. Moshe after he died. Sofik kula bechayev. Sofik kula Moshe. Paid him like this. Talking about right, Rava. We might need some English translations there, Harvey. So we'll need your help. Rava Rami. Rava asked a question. Tanan, we learned. We can learn about different kinds of herbs that makes it die. Mimin hatsoivi in different kinds of die. You have svichim. Everything that grows in Shemitah is svichim, which means like weeds that grow on their own. You're not allowed to plant anything in Shemitah, but things that grow on their own. Sviche is seitim. Seitim is like saffron. The koitze and something else, which is called koitze. What exactly is koitze?
Koitze.
It's crates is normally thorns, but that what it means here. Thorns you make you die.
W-O-A-D.
W-O-A-D. W-O-A-D. W-O-A-D.
W-O-A-D.
W-O-A-D. W-O-A-D. W-O-A-D. W-O-A-D. What's that? Thorns don't produce a...
Don't know. What's
okay.
Rashi say over here?
Rashi says in Laz. If you
Kruger.
Know, yeah, it helps.
Lots.
The kate yesh lehen shvi is there's a dinner shmita on these dyes. Well, it's mayen and
what?
Sorry?
Translates down here another one, matter, M-A-double-D-E-R. Yeah.
Oh, now we know what we're talking about.
this is where he's
a botanist over here.
Congestro once in a while.
Okay, yesh lehen, these things have the dinner shmitah, and also the demayan to their money, which means you can only use it for personal consumption. You know, I'll use it to make money for schayda, because it says in the pasuk lo ochla, and not to have any benefit. So you're not allowed to use it to dye things, because dying is not eating, dying is a benefit. That's like schoida. But you're allowed to use it, for example, to burn it before the time of beer. Pesach is the time when you have to get rid of all the Shemitah, before Shemitah. That's like ochla. Is yesh lehen beer. They also have the dinim of beer. That means that while because Pesach, you have to get rid of it. We learn when the animals finish eating their fodder in the fields, Pesach time, that's when you have to get rid of it at home. Well, the may and beer, they also, and the money also, if you change it for money, the money also has to be used up by Pesach. Alma, what do we see from here? And this is just wood. What is it? It's not food. Alma, eitzim yesh behem mishum kedusha shviz. If you tell me that these dyes, you have to treat it like Shemitah and you have to finish it by Pesach and you're not allowed to make commercial use of it, obviously it's not a tree. Obviously, you treat it like food. Yeah. Like I heard, but it's not edible, but still, obviously, it seems from here that wood, also not inedible products, also has a dinner shmita. Let me ask a question for the minu. We clearly learned alek kanim, the leaves of reeds, the alek fanim, and the vine leaves. Shegivavam bechava pnesad. And let's say you built a pile in the field, al pnesad field, locked on lachila. If you collected them in order to eat, yesh bam shugash reeds, have a dinner food. They have a dinner shmita. But le'etim, if your purpose was to use as firewood, ain't behem mishum kedush reeds. Why the firewood does not have shmitah? So why is it that these dyes have a dinner shmitah? And if it's not shmitah, you're allowed to keep. You have to burn it by Pesach and so on and so forth. Well, Mishanim answers as follows: On makro, the pasuk says, "What aren't you allowed to do?" It says that in the seventh year you should let your ground lie fallow, and what it should be to you only to eat la'achla to eat. For you and your Evan and so on. La ochla, so we tie it later. Anything which is similar to food has a dinner of Shemitah. What's that? Mi shahana osay ubi ure shavin. Anything which is their consumption and its destruction. Both happen at the same time. Then, like food is yotsu eitzim, but wood is what? Mainly firewood. And shahana osan acha biyurin. First you burn it, and then after it turns to coal, you have an o. So therefore, there's no dinner of Shemitah by that. Rashi, the bottom page, yotsu eitzim. Why is that different? After you burn it, shenasim gechol, it turned to coals. Who the havi ikar hanosan? That's primarily what wood is used for firewood. Avon mine tzavoyim. When it comes to dye, b'shas tiches. You know how dye works? Dye is like food. While you're cooking it, they put in something else. And let's say you want this garment turn blue. You put in these certain kind of dyes out of, you know, these grass, whatever that produces the blue dye. You put them into the water, you boil it up, and you let it sit there for a couple of days. And at the same time, you put the garment. So while it's cooking, you're having the benefit of the dye. So it's like food. And that you cannot do on Shemitah. While the pot is boiling, that's when the roots fall apart. And then the garment absorbs that dye. Comes out, it's happening at the same time. So you tell me wood generally. Doesn't have because not at the same time, but there is some kind of wood. Vayika 18, the odd wood that you can use with the hanor and the beer happen at the same time, and yet it doesn't seem to be any dinner shmita. For example, the moshchan, very oily wood. They used to use it for. They used to use it as a torch. Some kind of wood that was very, very. They used to light it up and walk around with it and like a torch. There, the hanor and the beer are happening in tandem. The hanor also the beer and shove it. You're lighting it while it's burning. You're enjoying it. You're enjoying the benefit of the light. Omar says, Rabbi. Stam eitzim lahasokeinoid. Look at the majority of the wood, and most of the wood is used for burning. Rashi, top of the page. Stam eitzim lahasokeinoid. Most wood is not used to light as a candle. Hilchach eitzim, it's wood. Umikare lechol alayishvi. There's no dinner shmita. When you eat those other roots that we said before, they're mainly used for, primarily used for dye, and therefore the main use is to be like food. Therefore they have shmitah, it's forbidden after the beer, even as firewood. Yes, what about the leaves of vines? We said before that it depends what you use it for, because you cannot say that the main use, there's no main use. Because yes, that those who eat it, so therefore if you eat it, it's like food. But the yeshem asikina, those use firewood. And it's like 50-50. We need to know what your intention was. Says Gemara, Omer of Kanav, Eitzel, Lasoka, Tanoi. Should we stop here? Yeah, we'll stop here.